Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Rock and Roll Museum Experience is with us in studio today to tell us about the life and work of Florence and the Machine. That, of course, Dog Days Are Over. How are you?
I am back.
You're back, first of all, after your Hollybops.
So my overriding question is, what crimes against music were perpetrated in my absence? We're back on normal footing here. Yes, the fabulous Florence and the Machine.
Are you a fan?
Yes.
Because I love Florence, so I didn't have you down. As a fan.
No, this is one of those weird Venn diagram moments where we cross paths. She's amazing. The most attractive thing in the world is amazing talent, I think. So regardless of genre, but I love an amazing female vocalist, and Florence is certainly that. Florence Welch, she will turn 40 in August, so she's still a young lady.
Yeah, God, but, I actually didn't realise she was that young.
Yeah, and I've chosen this album. Sometimes we do bests of and things like that, but this was the album, Lungs, that really put the marker down and announced this amazing talent on the world. And there's so many of her great songs on this.
Yeah.
I couldn't get away from it.
Tell me a bit about her. So and the band.
Yeah, so Florence herself, she's a London girl. She's from a place called Camberwell. And her family, although her mother's an academic and her father was an advertising executive, but in the wider scope of her family, there's a lot of arty and literary people.
Okay.
So she had writers and actors who were uncles and cousins, etc. So she herself, she fits into that lovely category, not doing her any disrespect, but a little bit of a witchy woman. She's a bit of a free spirit. She had some problems growing up. She had an eating disorder. She suffered from dyslexia and dyspraxia. But she was always leaning towards the creative. Mm. So although she initially did well in school, wasn't really her bag. And it wasn't until she started studying singing. And she actually studied like kind of fine opera and things like that, that she really found her calling.
Who else is in the band with her?
So, well, the famous Machine comes from an inside joke with a long-term collaborator called East Summers. And we don't know exactly what the inside joke is with the nature of inside jokes. But the other people in the band, there's also another chap called Tom Munger. He plays harp, percussion. Cyrus Beandor, who does keyboards and percussion, backing vocals. Kian Handley, that sounds a little bit more Irish.
Mm.
And Harry Fousing Smith on guitar, violin and saxophone. It's a very eclectic sound. So, yeah, I mean, she burst onto the scene with this album. And when she achieved the success she did, she became the first British female artist to headline Glastonbury in this century. So that is, you know, the timbre of her
success. It feels like she was a success from the get-go, though.
Oh, she was. The album, and in fact, the song we've just played is the one that really announces her. The Dog Days are Over. And it is, technically speaking, the single that has sold the most, but that she's not a one-hit wonder in any way, but that was the one people said, well, wow, what a bewitching and impressive vocalist this person is. This is a gift. There it is, Rabbit Heart, Raise It Up. It was the third single released from the album, and I like this one because it is, again, quite upbeat, dare say a little bit poppy. And Florence is known for her very vibrant stage performance. She usually actually performs in bare feet. Has that always gone well, Andrea?
Absolutely not.
She's broken her foot twice on stage. she has actually, she jumped into the crowd, and that is never particularly advisable. Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters, famously broke his leg falling off a stage in Sweden and kept playing with the help of a doctor holding his foot in place. But she is the same. She broke her foot. She kept going. She is a very, as I said, a woman who is taken by the music, and she throws herself completely into it. And in that vein, live performance, she is playing this month in Dublin.
Yeah.
So yes, the 28th of June in Marley Park is when you can catch Florence. I hope you have your tickets already.
I don't actually, but...
Yeah, 28th.
She's somebody I would go to see again.
I have seen her. I have seen her. And I think she's remarkable because, as we said, we know Florence and The Machine, but The Machine is an incredible band. And they are very eclectic musicians. They produce a very, I won't say unusual, but certainly a very...
She's also in Limerick, actually, I see as well, on the 27th of June as well, Thomond Park.
Before, okay.
Yeah, on the Saturday it must be, yeah. So she's doing...
Yeah, no, those concerts in Marley Park are coming up because I know Nick Cave is playing there as well. She's the 28th in Marley Park. So if you get a chance to catch this fabulous witchy woman, I strongly recommend it. I love this one. Kiss with a Fist.
Yeah.
Nice and rocky, bit of kind of indie rock in there. Any time I hear it, I hear a little bit of Alanis Morissette in there as well.
Which I was going to ask you, how would you describe her musical genre?
She is. I hate putting people into particular categories, but she certainly belongs to indie rock. But there's also something very melodic and very haunting, I think, at times about her vocals as well. But this one, you know, that the Alanis Morissette's famous album Jagged Little Pill. Mm-hmm. I do think there's
similarities.
There's some similarities.
How successful was this album?
Huge, absolutely huge. I mean, when we talk about artists, sometimes we talk about people who were huge on this side of the Atlantic and maybe didn't quite crack the other side. She's almost sold exactly the same amount of albums on both sides of the Atlantic. So this album really announced her. I think it sold something like 3 million over in the States and about 3.5 million on this side as well. So, you know, she is universally very, very well known around the world. There's a drumming noise inside my head that starts when you're around. I swear that you could hear it, it makes such an almighty sound. There's a drumming noise inside my head that throws me to the ground. I swear that you should hear it, it makes such an almighty sound. Louder than silence, louder than bells, sweeter than heaven, and harder than hell. I reach my tower when the church bells chime. I hope that they would clear my mind. They left a ringing in my ear, but that drum's still beating loud and clear. Louder than silence. There it is, drumming song. Yeah, now I really like this one. Not as commercially successful.
No, I'm not as familiar with this.
No, but the reason I went with this is because it feels deeply personal. It feels very much like an exploration of Florence's relationship to her own music and how she responds to a simple beat and how that can so often be the the very essence of music is that sense of tapping your foot and really getting. I believe this is one of the tracks from her album that is inspired by her grandmother, who she had a deep love and very much encouraged Florence in her career.
Who has she gone on to inspire?
A generation of young female artists, I think, primarily. Who would I pick out as being particularly influenced by her? I suppose, you know what, I'm going to say a little bit Taylor Swift. And I know Taylor is a massive global star, which eclipses pretty much everybody. But like everybody else, Taylor stands on the shoulders of giants. And if you're looking for a strong female vocalist with a distinctive voice, of course these people...
Florence the Machine fits the bill.
Huge.
The final song you've picked, You've Got the Love.
Yeah.
This is the one I love.
And I've chosen it because perhaps it is the one that I really love. I love Dog Days. I love Drumming Song. Interestingly, this is not written by her, so it is a cover.
Okay.
It was first released in 1986 by a band called, it was a music songwriting team called The Source. And it did the rounds. It was re-released in 1991, again 97, but when Florence covers it, it achieves global success. In terms of her hits, we're talking about the second biggest. And do you know, it fits into that category as well, Andrea, of anthem, you know.
Absolutely.
So you will often, you know, when people are putting together montages of videos and things like that, this is one of those songs. I always think of Whitney Houston's One Moment in Time and how many montages I've seen of great sporting events. But this is just an uplifting anthem. And again, if you're going to see Florence live, it's that idea, you know, the sun shining in the park, this fabulous woman on stage, barefoot, proclaiming joy to the world. I absolutely...
Well, we might actually meet maybe at this gig. This might be the one that brings us together, Alan.
I don't know if the very fabric of the universe might start to unravel, Andrea.
We've maybe found our common ground. Florence and the Machine, Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience. Thanks a million for joining us here today for the making of Florence and the Machine on Lunchtime Live.
The dog days are over.
You've got the love, no need to see me through.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.